Smart Cuts, How Hackers, Innovators, and Icons Accelerate Success. Author, Shane Snow. Smart Cuts, Not Shortcuts. There's a difference between rapid but short-term gains, which we call shortcuts, and sustainable success achieved quickly through smart work or smart cuts. Whereas by dictionary definition, shortcuts can be amoral, you can think of smart cuts as shortcuts with integrity, working smarter and achieving more without creating negative externalities. Shorten. Increasingly in today's culture, hacking is something done not just by computer scientists, but by anyone who has the capability to approach a problem laterally. Some people use such hacker thinking to shorten paths to success. Lateral thinking doesn't replace hard work, it eliminates unnecessary cycles. Once they've shortened their path, overachievers tend to look for ways to do more with their effort. First, hacking the ladder. We're told that the best way to succeed is to start young, work hard, and move up through the ranks. The two ingredients are hard work, not quitting when things get tough, and luck, spots opening up on the rungs above you. The problem is there is a pattern we find that says otherwise. Throughout history, fast-rising companies and top-selling products have outrun their peers by acting more like ladder hackers than ladder climbers. Second, training with masters. Mentorship is the secret of many of the highest-profile achievers throughout history. The mentor story is so common because it seems to work, especially when the mentor is not just a teacher, but someone who's traveled the road herself. Data indicates that those who train with successful people who've been there tend to achieve success faster. Analysis shows that entrepreneurs who have mentors end up raising 7 times as much capital for their businesses and experience 3.5 times faster growth than those without mentors. The winning formula, it seems, is to seek out the world's best and convince them to coach us. The missing ingredient. Our typical paradigm of mentorship is that of a young, enterprising worker sitting across from an elderly executive at an oak desk, engaging in Q&A about how to succeed at specific challenges. On the other hand, a smart-cut-savvy mentee approaches things a bit differently. She develops personal relationships with her mentors, asks their advice on other aspects of life, not just the formal challenge at hand, and she cares about her mentors' lives too. There's a big difference between having a mentor guide our practice and having a mentor guide our journey. First, platforms. Think of the way a stretch of grass becomes a road. At first, the stretch is bumpy and difficult to drive over. A crew comes along and flans the surface, makes it easier to navigate. Then, someone pours gravel, then tar, then a layer of asphalt. A steamroller smooths it. Someone paints lines. And then the final surface is something an automobile can traverse quickly. Gravel stabilizes, tar solidifies, asphalt reinforces, and now we don't need to build our cars to drive over bumpy grass. That's what computer programming is like. Like a highway, computers are layers on layers of code that make them increasingly easy to use. Computer scientists call this abstraction. With abstraction, scientists built layers of road which made computer travel faster. In the same way that driving on pavement makes a road trip faster, and layers of code let you work on a computer faster, hackers find and build layers of abstraction in business and life that allows them to multiply their effort. We call these layers platforms. Isaac Newton attributed his success as a scientist to standing on the shoulders of giants, building off of the work of great thinkers before him. Platforms are tools and environments that let us do just that. Second, waves. Some time ago, Drs. Eric Dane, Kevin Rockman, and Michael Pratt, researchers in organizational behavior and human decision-making, recruited a couple of 100 college students to watch clips from some basketball games for extra credit in their business classes. Some of the students had played several years of basketball. The researchers called them high expertise. The rest were relative newbies. The researchers sat the students down and instructed them to watch video clips from 2 college basketball games and rate the difficulty of each shot a player took. Half the students were instructed to make their assessments using intuition, and half were instructed to use careful analytical reasoning to judge each shot and to ignore gut instincts. Before the test began, the second group created lists of factors from which to assess the shots. Answers would be compared to a key created by top basketball coaches. When the results from the intuition test came back, the high expertise students performed close to 50% better than those with low expertise, as one might expect. The surprise came on the analytical test, where the high and low expertise students scored nearly the same, and better than the high expertise students' intuition. The low expertise students who used their guts to guess at a shot's difficulty did poorly, as expected. But when the same students use thoughtful criteria, they outperform the intuition of experienced players. And that's where what we take for granted often gets in the way of our own success. Deliberate pattern spotting can compensate for experience, but we often don't even give it a shot. This explains why the world's best surfers arrive at the beach hours before a competition and stare at the ocean. After years of practice, a surfer can feel the ocean and intuitively find waves. But the best surfers, the ones who win championships, are tireless students of the sea. It also explains how so many inexperienced companies and entrepreneurs beat the norm and build businesses that disrupt established players. Through deliberate analysis, the little guy can spot waves better than the big company that relies on experience and instinct once it's at the top. And a wave can take an amateur farther faster than an expert can swim. Third, super connectors. Imagine you're at a party and you don't know any of the other guests. You look around at the dozens of people, and if you're extroverted, you'll probably strike up a conversation with someone nearby. If you're a little more timid in unfamiliar territory, you might wander around in hopes that someone strikes up a conversation with you. Now imagine that a friend of yours shows up. She happens to know everybody at the party, and she decides to take you around and meet everyone whom you should know. You soon meet a dozen people, with very little effort. Your friend is a super connector. That's the role the mass media has played in our lives for the past two centuries, super connecting sources of information to relevant audiences all at once, and super connecting businesses to millions of potential customers through advertising. SOAR. SOAR principles explain how people from different wakes of life defy expectations and become world-class icons. They're how tech geeks save lives and community college flunkies catalyze global change. And they're how regular people can make their dreams happen. First, momentum. The problem with some rapid success, it turns out, is that lucky breaks like an entrepreneur cashing out on an internet wave are like having someone lift you up so you can grab one of the Olympic rings. Even if you get dropped off somewhere far along the chain, you're stuck in one spot. The secret to harnessing momentum is to build up potential energy so that unexpected opportunities can be amplified. On the playground, it's like building a tower to stand on, so you can start your Olympic ring with more velocity. Depression-avoidant entrepreneurs use levers to get massively rich, then parlay the momentum to build more things. Second, simplicity. Sometimes, bigger is not better. Sometimes, more of a good thing is too much. Sometimes, the smartest next step is a step back. Simplification often makes the difference between good and amazing. Third, 10 times thinking. 10 times thinking is the art of the extremely big swing. No amount of weightlifting or swing practice will get you there. Such a goal requires you to think radically different. The pioneer of 10 times thinking is Astro Teller, the head of a rather secret Google laboratory in California called Google X. He holds a PhD in artificial intelligence. The way of going about trying to make something new, or better, often tends to polarize into one of two styles, Teller says. One is the low variance, no surprise version of improvement, the production model, if you will. You tend to get 10%, in order of magnitude, kind of improvements. Smart cuts. Applying the above smart cuts can change lives. Use them to make your own path. Find leverage to do more in less time. And swing for the fences. We can do incredible things by rejecting convention and working smarter. We can make incremental progress by playing by the rules. To create breakthrough change, you have to break the rules.